listener production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. Former Australian of the Year Rosie Batty believes the state government should hold a royal commission into domestic violence. It follows outrage over the tragic death of Molly Ticehurst, allegedly at the hands of her ex-boyfriend, just weeks after he was released on bail. Batty's son was killed by his father a decade ago. She says authorities in her home state learned a lot of lessons from its own royal commission. Damning figures have been released about the blowout in wait times to get into social housing across New South Wales. If you're on the priority list in the Murrumbidgee, you'll be waiting for up to 2 months for a roof over your head. Homelessness New South Wales CEO Dom Rowe says there's a simple solution.
The government needs to build 5,000 new social homes each year for the next decade to move us from 1 in 20 social homes to 1 in 10.
Experts say a large fire ant infestation discovered in Queensland could spread to the rest of the Murray-Darling Basin. Over 100 nests have been found at the Oakey Army Base near Toowoomba in recent days. The pests are known to travel along water bodies by forming large floating rafts, raising fears they could travel as far south as Adelaide. And an alarming study is highlighting the need for better access to CPR training. Monash Uni's found the Riverina is among the areas which have higher than average rates of cardiac arrest, but fairly low levels of CPR training. Professor Janet Bray hopes it serves as a wake-up call.
These regions tend to have higher rates of heart disease, which is a common cause of cardiac arrest. It's clear that the message around how to perform CPR hasn't penetrated in these regions either.
The Rock and Mara are gearing up to lock horns in the Farrer League. Last year's edition saw the reigning premiers pinch the victory by just 1 point, and Magpies co-coach Heath Russell says he's expecting tomorrow to be another tough contest.
They've signed some really good players and, you know, we'll just have to be competitive around the midfield and try and do our best to nullify a few of their weapons, and hopefully the boys turn up and can put on a good show.
Meantime, in tomorrow, the Kangaroos host East Wagga Coringal, while the Saints and CSU clash in Wagga and the Blues host the Northern Jets in Collyamberley.